Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Welcome back to the B-List. I'm B. Everyone, this is Lucas.
I'm
Tim.
Lucas.
For the third time. You guys might know Lucas Tim from So Many Issues, his live show at Soho House, which the next one is actually November 3rd. Is it Thursday or Tuesday?
30th.
I'm sorry, what did I say? Did I say
3rd?
30th? I'm sorry, yeah. 30th.
Thank God, because let me say something. Halloween, I'm going to need to recover.
Oh my God, can you imagine? What did I had a live show literally 2 days after Pride, or it was like the day after Pride. Not cute.
That was my show in 2022, was 2 days after Pride. And let me tell you, rough, white knuckling it. White knuckling through that show. It was tough.
We have so much to talk about.
Beyond.
Yeah. We'll dip into it all.
Yeah. I'm excited.
First things first, I didn't realize that the Airbnb CEO is so hot.
Yes.
I mean, it's not like so hot, but for a CEO, you're used to seeing them like, you know, he's probably the worst asshole tech bro on earth, but.
Yeah. No, you kind of nailed it. It's the CEO level of hot. So we're used to them looking like aliens or like whatever. I mean, our pale Mark Zuckerberg is. I mean, these people are not human-like. So when you see a hot one, you're like, wow.
I mean, when I go like months without, I mean, well, that makes me sound, I sound so crazy, months without sex. There's like, I go 2 days without sex, but I start scratching. I start getting itchy. When I just like haven't had sex in a while, then I look at Mark Zuckerberg, those photos of him doing CrossFit or whatever he does or kickboxing, and I'm like, what's the emoji with like the biting lip?
Boy's using his money to build up that bod, and I would have loved to have seen him kick Elon Musk's ass, but
someone right before we got on here literally texted me and they sent a photo of, this is so fucking demented. I'm not going to say who it is because I don't want to call them out, but they sent me a photo of Patrick McHenry and they were like, can I say something without y'all getting mad? And I was like, absolutely not. Yeah. Absolutely no, you can't say it.
Nope.
Absolutely insane. Yeah. But it's slim pickings in the house in terms of like fuckable.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's any cute. There probably is. I'm not remembering their name.
But they're not like movers and shakers. All the
other
people
stars.
Are the ones making the decision. Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's the gremlins who are in charge of the house right now.
It's either like you're either like literally 90 years old or you're a fucking.
Literally. You're either being wheeled around or like a marionette, like your staff's like your Muppet, or you're Lauren Boebert jacking off your boyfriend in a movie theater. With your tits out. So it's one or the other.
Someone posted a meme of Dianne Feinstein. It's like her being like whispered to it. Rest in peace.
RIP,
but here's the joke. It was one of her assistants like whispering in her ear and it's like, Miss Feinstein, they just confirmed that you're dead.
Right. Yeah.
She's like still voting, but she's like dead. I'm sorry.
The best tweets from that, again, RIP girl. Thank you for being a trailblazer. But, was like We just heard from Dianne Feinstein's office regarding her recent death. She's still no plans on retiring or whatever. It's like, I loved it.
It's so amazing. I'm sorry. Which actually, well, leads me to one of my first things on my list this week. And we'll just sprinkle this with end.
Yeah.
One of the things that's on my list of things that I'm obsessed with this week is just all the chaos in the House of Representatives.
Yeah.
Republican Party is literally running on fumes. Like, there's nothing. Fumes. There is no plan. They keep going back to the floor for floor votes. I'm like, are y'all not embarrassed?
It's really pushing, like, oh, these people are shameless. Like, literally, I can't believe. I mean, the Jim Jordan thing was just because he's a cuckoo, kooky man, yes, evil man.
You could
evil
not
man.
Pick a worst possible.
Totally. And he just kept losing by more. I love that report that apparently the Republicans that were against him, like the I'm putting this in quote, moderates, were like purposefully adding one more every time they would vote.
So
like,
they said they were staggering.
So petty. It's so good. I'm like, oh, you really hate him. Like, this. No, and then
25 of them voted publicly against him. But then when they did a secret ballot behind a closed door meeting, it was like 90 something. I was like, y'all are so embarrassing. Like, don't even do these secret ballots because y'all are really. Yeah.
They're not a governing party anymore. We've known that for a while, but really, like, you just like this is this is so evident. I hope it breaks through to people. I mean, I think the Democrats it won't, but like I do love Democrats to sit there like every time Hakeem Jeffries, 212 votes, every time, like, they're not changing. Like
I said it. What is it, Nene? I said it. I ain't changing it.
Yeah. No. It's literally yes. It's very that. I mean, they're so embarrassing. You would hope that they would be like, hey, why don't we talk to Democrats and work on some sort of agreement? You know, bipartisanship for the country. But
no,
we don't live in that. We don't live in an Aaron Sorkin show. Yeah. So not gonna happen.
Well, these people don't respect elections anyway. So why would they respect their own?
No. Yeah. No, it's like literally auditioning to be on the House of Villains. Like, we're going to see George Santos and Boebert on, like, next season. Like, that's like, they're both going to lose. They're not going to be elected next year. And so they're going to be on Ease. Like,
he's like busy tweeting like dress reviews of like who
wild best.
It's like he's like Kristen Sinema versus I forget who the African American woman was. He's like, who wore it best? I'm like, our tax dollars are literally paying for George Santos to sit up in some ratty men's warehouse suit with his gut hanging over. He's like, he's eating well.
Well, look, if I was under indictment like that.
Girl, he's got to find comfort somewhere.
I mean, look, this is a man not only supposed to be in Congress, but he's just found out that he stole thousands of dollars from a donor. First of all, I got to call that. You gave George Santos your credit card information. I mean, you're kind of asking for it a little bit. You're kind of asking for it. But he is just sitting there. I'm going to review the women of Congress. I'm like, you are the worst of gay men.
Just yes. I mean, I fucking hate him, but it's kind of iconic. And it's I would love to just like get a glass of wine and queen out with him for like one evening. But absolutely don't share anything. Don't leave anything in the room when you go to the bathroom. Like,
don't leave any. I mean, look, and also like his meltdowns in the hallways are like, it's. Yeah, gay meltdowns get the best of us. It happens to all of us, and especially when there's an audience. Like
gay meltdowns.
I have them. I have them all the time. I mean, it just and like when there's an audience, I want him. He is scum. Like
it's so, giving Shannon Bedore storms.
Oh my god!
You all see the truth.
Actually, like
Terry, should we call an ambulance? She seems to be having a psychotic break.
So iconic that Heather did that.
We're going to talk
she
about
that. She knew exactly what she was doing. Oh, my God.
We're going to talk about that. I'm sure you have thoughts. Who's? I always ask this to everybody. I don't think I've ever asked you. Who's like one housewife that you think would be an excellent speaker of the house?
Oh,
maybe you had
question.
To like gun to your head right now.
Gun
one housewife.
Head. One. Oh, God. Okay.
And they don't even have to be like really actually like it's not about experience. Really, it's someone who can like spin. You know what I mean? It's like about like talking and like, you know.
I would have said Bethany Frankel up until very recently
yeah.
because the Speaker of the House, you don't really have to be beloved. It's about cracking knuckles and like whipping votes. And I do obviously she was the one that like negotiated on behalf of the cast season two for money. Like, she is.
Yeah.
I think she is someone, obviously what we're seeing with her get the disgruntled former housewives to try to like haunt Andy Cohen's dreams. She's good at whipping the people. And I think that's really what the speaker is. I mean, you're a tough lady, can take
your
heat, and it's not really about making friends all the time. And so I would say on top of my head right there, maybe I do a little deeper thought. It could be like
I think like Cynthia Bailey could, because she does that kind of like role of bringing people together, talking, but not necessarily, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Cynthia could be good. Yeah, Cynthia's like a different type of speaker. Yeah, definitely someone like, I could see her being beloved by her caucus.
Yes.
Like she's getting everyone to vote for like healthcare.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good for the country. Yeah. Bethany's like threatening people by the seats, like I'll destroy you. But yes, that's so funny. I love those questions. One time I met Bethany I've not seen her recently, but when I saw Bethany once, I don't know how this came up. I was like, oh, but like if you were run for president, like I said something like Candy would be your VP. And she was like, I think
you said this before. Yeah, you told me this. Yeah,
and she took it very seriously. And I was like, oh.
Okay, yeah. I'm surprised she probably is considering a run. She's so fucking crazy.
She'll do, look, girl, to stay in the headlines.
Yeah.
Her and Nene Leakes about to launch the independent
podcast
ticket.
Together.
Right again. No, they aren't. They did that episode, right? They're not doing one together.
It is just announced. I think it was like yesterday or the day before. I have it written down. Bethany Frankel and Nene Leakes have started a podcast limited series together.
Oh my God. Andy Cohen.
Two women that cannot shut up. Yeah, no, seriously. Between them and Jada Pinkett, I need the world to be on a gag order, not just Trump. I need everybody to just shut up.
This has been a really weird week. I lost my job this week. RIP to Mama John Stewart.
RIP.
But like all the news happening, Jada, you got found that Meryl Streep she was separated for 6 years.
Everybody's talking.
What is going, like everyone's quiet for a little bit. Just stop.
Yeah,
I need peace. I need peace just for like a weekend.
Yes. It's a lot.
I can't believe they're doing a podcast together. Of course they are.
I would not want to see them. They're not even good talking together is the thing. Like Bethany has to like lead the witness. Like she has to like talk her through circles of like, cause Nene just doesn't get it as quick. You know what I mean? Right. I don't want to say she's like dumb, but like Bethany will be trying to like, girl, I'm like laying it up for you. All you have to do is just hit the home run.
But that clip of Bethany saying she wanted to do a show called Ebony and Ivory with Nene.
Oh, no.
And Nene's just saying, and Bethany has no self-awareness of how just awful sounds. I just the reaction I had was just me, my face pure just stunned. I'm just like, I can't. This RIP to the Bethany Frankel we knew.
So it's so difficult. I feel like I'm really in the trenches fighting. I am like fighting for my fucking life as a Bethany. People are starting to look at me sideways. I don't know. I have to take a step back. It's so crazy. Yeah. But
I didn't know about the podcast. You rocked my world. Okay,
that's
cool.
That's fucking nuts. She also threw a dinner that you see, like, I forget the name of it. It's called, like, Just Be Serious. There was a name for it, but she was basically had a dinner, and there was Larsa Pippen was invited, Nene Leakes, Raquel, if you're nasty, the one that's on.
The Vanderpump Rules.
Jenny Garth, random women from 90210. It just, like, made no sense.
But Larsa came?
Larsa Pippen.
That's interesting as a current housewife to go into.
Larsa is not your average housewife.
She definitely isn't. I mean,
she doesn't like. I don't think she like recognizes that she's a housewife. Like, I feel like she never. She came back to the show.
Yeah,
she doesn't like act like. Like, I've always said this about Larsa. I enjoy her on the show.
Yeah.
But she's filming a different show than everybody else is filming.
Totally. Like
that first season back
was Kardashians. She thought she was on an E show for sure.
Yeah, she was definitely like filming her own stuff, just hanging out at her house. And then when she would be in group settings, she wasn't really interacting. And when they would come at her, she'd be like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
It's like, girl, do you know what show you're on? Like, you're
talking about your fake butt. Like, you gotta respond back.
It's like lying straight up. She's like, no, I've never had assholes. Girl, if you don't stop fucking lying in my face.
I can't get over that. The thing, I talked to a friend about that. It's like, the weirdest thing about like her lying is like, we have eyes.
Yeah.
Like it's like a Trumpy Fox News thing. It's like, but we're seeing what's like, wait, is she gaslighting us? Like, it's the wildest thing to her just not to admit that she's had something done. Like, it's just.
Yeah. It's yeah. Easy. I'm obsessed with her as a housewife, though. I mean, she's an excellent housewife in terms of like, I mean, excellent is, as a, you know, it's a spectrum.
To tell Nicole you don't have a job, you put people to sleep when Nicole is a doctor.
You sell feet photos. Yeah, it's just like, Nicole is. Yeah.
No notes. That's why Nicole was like. Nicole's like, this is not, I got this. This is not my level. Like, Larsa's like,
yeah.
Like, this is Nicole's like, I got you. Okay.
Do you have any tea about the new series, the new show? Or if you do, let's talk
no, about I don't. It think, you know what? I haven't. I don't think I have anything beyond just that it's really good.
It's amazing.
I will say I the only tea I had was when I got to watch those trailers before they came out. So that was fun.
I have a bone to pick with you.
Why?
Because you saw the Beverly Hills trailer before anybody, and you were texting me, and you were like, "You're gonna love it." There's a couple of moments, and I'm like, I don't know if we watched the same trailer.
You didn't like
that. That show's not fucking given, and they better be worried that they're on at the same time as now SLC and Miami and Potomac.
So like, they're really gonna show that there's kind of the weaker ones. Okay, wait. I'm sorry. I did love the "You're an evil woman." And then Erica going, "I am." I just love that part.
But like, that's all they ever give. They give like a couple of Erica things where she's like, "Don't you say that. Don't you say that." Like whatever. It's like, and then that ends up being a blip in an otherwise like long and arduous fucking journey through the trenches of Beverly Hills.
Maybe I just was like blinded by how good everything else was. I was like, it's all good.
You're just happy it was a good week.
I'm just happy. So yeah, I'm just like, you know what? They're coming out. I think that's actually a good point. There's so many. The other housewives are doing so well that if Beverly Hills really doesn't have a great season, you're really going to show like, maybe this is the next one to like reboot time or.
Well, they have the new woman on it and she was like not even in the trailer, which is like not a good, that does not forebode well.
That's very true.
Is that a right word for abode? Yeah.
Abode, yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. And I heard she's like a bigot online.
Mm. Oh, great. That's a fun, of course.
Like, no, girl, get out of my fucking face. Let me watch my other shows. And you know what? I'm already like I'm at the brink because I'm already watching Basketball Wives. Basketball Wives Orlando, as you guys know, I've been talking about it. Basketball Wives Orlando is like, I'm sorry. Like, it's just like,
I haven't watched any of them.
No, you don't watch. I'm just telling you. It's just like, I don't think it would be but it's so funny. It's so amazing. It's just fun. And like, it's Orlando. Like, be serious. Like,
I love
They're hanging out in like strip malls. Like
landlocked Florida. Nothing better. Just
swamps and strip malls and like golf courses. And it's just like foolishness. And
so funny.
And they're all wearing like those Jean-Paul Gaultier like moments where it's like, you know, the pecs or the tits and you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They just overplay it. Like, it's just like they like latch onto like Margiela the Mugler like bodysuit, bodycon. Like everybody wears it to everything and every color. You know what I mean? It's just like, obsessed. Is there one person that like, gets dragged all the time online and every single time you will always take glee and joy in it? Like, is there like somebody who you'll never get tired of seeing dragged?
Oh, good question.
I know mine. Who I was just thinking of it. Justin Timberlake.
Yeah. Oh, but love. Oh my God. This stuff's amazing. The book stuff's incredible. I mean, good for her. Yeah. The thing is, though, I don't know there's a lot of memes that I'm seeing.
Yeah.
And then there's like, I haven't yet read the like information. I saw the Every Time thing, which is amazing and tragically beautiful. And,
but I think that's people just to explain what he's talking about. Yeah. So Britney Spears' memoir is coming out and then it's been leaked that she felt forced at the time, but she was dating Justin Timberlake to get an abortion. And then I think people are drawing comparisons to the Every Time video not comparisons, but implying that,
it's about the death.
Yeah, it's about that. I don't know. Did she say that or is that people implying?
I thought she did say that.
Because, you know, Britney Spears fans love to go down a wormhole, baby. Ooh,
they do.
They've been in a wormhole forever.
We like emoji use and whatever winks she would do on for 5 years. So, yes. Yeah. I, the book I'm interested for, Justin Timberlake, I definitely agree. Someone who it's fun. It's definitely fun to see him dragged.
Yeah, for sure. Never gets old.
I don't know if I have someone on top of my head right now. I'm trying to think, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Usually the people we all agree with deserve
it.
I mean, George Santos, we talked about, obviously.
Yeah,
doesn't get old. But he's Jen Shaw, that's a good one. That's a great one. She deserves it.
I wonder what she's doing right now.
Yeah, wait, didn't she, all these reports that come out, what she was with would you become friends with? The lady? supposedly.
The other scammer. Yeah.
Scammers just befriend each other in prison.
George Santos being in the same facility as her would just be
somehow
like.
Somehow getting into a women's prison. I would love it.
He would. He would scam his way into a women's prison.
He would.
As Katanya or whatever the fuck name it, right?
Katara.
Katara.
Yeah. Yeah, Jen, I want to, and we'll talk about Roni, and because I admit I'm wrong about certain housewives. I was so wrong about her. I was like, I love Jen Shah. No, but Jen, I was definitely wrong about Jessel, because Jessel is just ending the season just
yes,
on a doubt, just the star of the show. But Jen, I was so wrong about. I love Jen. I thought she was like crazy in a good way, and I was like, no,
Jen Shah.
Yeah, Jen Shah. She's crazy. Okay. They'll steal all your money. I was wrong.
So you liked her at the beginning. You were like,
I think she made me laugh, and I thought she was just like firecracker. And I kind of was like, oh, this is the smell like hospital thing. I know that was really, really Mary, but
yeah,
I just thought Jen was like this like outspoken. I thought she was really successful. So I was like, okay, this is kind of interesting dynamic in a woman. I was like, turns out she just is a criminal, so and a sociopath. So I had to look within myself. So I've done the work.
Anybody that follows me and listens to this podcast, no, I do not always get it right. Actually, often get it wrong. Don't really care. But I have like, you know, I mean, wow, the 180 that I ended up doing on fucking Kelly Dodd, I used to be like, but to be fair,
Kelly
Dodd was amazing her first couple of seasons.
She was hysterical. Yeah.
She was agitator, but then it just got like really dark. And then really I was dark. Oh no.
It happens. It happens.
I'm going to compare her to someone else later on because I have some thoughts, but we'll get into that. Real quick, though, I have a blind item that I literally just read today that's been floating around the internet, and you can let me know what you think. It's this West Coast housewife and her husband are done. They are deciding whether to announce now or after the season ends. Too many hints on air, and it's impossible to hide anymore. Not who you think at all.
Whoa.
It's West Coast. I don't know. I mean, I'm just
OC or Beverly Hills.
But then I'm like, is SLC considered West Coast? Yeah. That's not Middle America. What is
SLC? I wouldn't call it West Coast, but I guess you could.
I'm gonna Google it right now.
Yeah.
I'm Googling is Utah.
If I heard West Coast, I would think Beverly Hills or Orange County. But whose marriage on Orange County is even like,
is Utah a West Coast state? The Bureau divides the West into two Pacifics. Yeah, it's considered mountain, so I guess not. I was going to guess Whitney.
Yeah. Oh, well, that would make sense.
That seems like perfectly describes. I think that she never posts with him. They seem kind of done.
No, I mean, she just seems like a woman who like, yeah, I mean, watch the most recent episode. Like, definitely, she seems like, they just don't seem like they're really connecting.
Yeah.
And he's doing his job, and she wants to kind of fly free.
Yeah.
Hits out, make money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, and sore. So I would believe that.
I would say if she, I mean, I was going to say she's
sad though.
No, she's not the West Coast. She's the mountain version of Tamara.
Yes, she is.
She's the mountain Tamara.
She is the mountain Tamara. I don't know who else I would think. I mean, OC, I don't think anyone else on that cast I would even be like.
The only person I would think maybe is Tamara and Eddie.
That's when that would be like, okay, because we didn't see him that much this season.
And yeah, so. They don't really, like, it's. I don't know, but there's not really been hints.
There's not really been hints at all. So if you go to Beverly Hills, I mean, obviously we know the one.
I don't think it's Kyle.
No. So who else would it be? It's not Crystal and the Lion King director. I mean,
yeah, we don't even like, yeah.
Yeah.
We don't even know anything about her life.
Maybe it's Whitney. I say that's the top contender. Yeah.
We'll see. Mm-hmm. Drop in the comments, guys. Let me know.
Who do you think's getting divorced?
Yay. Divorce. Corey Bierman, I have to say their fucking name. Because you always know it's going to be fuckery.
Yep.
Corey Bierman accompanied his estranged wife, Kim Zolciak Bierman, as she traveled to Los Angeles for a vaginal rejuvenation procedure.
I can't.
Someone said, a source close to the couple, or estranged couple rather, said Corey came with her to help her out. It's a very big surgery. They have a really bizarre bond, and he travels with her a lot. They fight often publicly.
So she's redoing her vajayjay. They are separated.
They better be free. Like,
yeah, I'm gonna say, was she selling another wig? Because how's she paying for that?
Get Fannie Willis online. Get Fannie Willis, girl. We need the
Fannie Willis to finish it up with Trump. And go to investigate these two.
Y'all talking about bankruptcy, girl. We're just spending on this vaginal rejuvenation, girl. Let's get Fannie Willis on the line.
I really hope next year we're in a better spot. that the world that Fanny Willis has the time just to go after Kim Zolciak. I really hope so.
Yeah.
That's crazy. They really are meant to be on reality TV, I guess. I mean,
but it's giving more like TLC. Like it's not giving Bravo.
It's not Bravo. No.
They were there like for a reason. Camp, girl.
This is a learning channel program. This is something that's like we are watching these weird ass humans interact. Yeah. Like the way you watch those.
All right, we going in here. It's not the kind of place I'm used to. We bring our own cups in places like this. Yeah.
Exactly. That's so funny. Wow. God. Okay. Well, good luck to Kim and
her new vagina. Yeah. I want to ask you what the first thing on your list is.
Oh, first thing on my list. Okay. It's kind of negative. I just got it because I just watched the episode. Yeah. I'm obsessed with how bad The Morning Show is. Do you watch The Morning Show on Apple TV?
I know it, but I don't have Apple TV and I'm not getting it just
Well, let me tell you, I'm not a big fan of Apple TV right now. But it is, so it's been on for 3 seasons. The first season, it's Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon, Steve Carell was on it. And it's like, takes place, it's obviously in a morning show, it's a Today Show. And the first season was mostly about the Me Too movement. Essentially, it's like always ripped from the headlines. Like I've always said, it's like if Aaron Sorkin like did a line of coke and fell down a flight of stairs and wrote a script, like that's what it's like. Like it's trying so hard, but it's not there. Okay. This season.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Is like the most expensive soap opera of all time, where I'm just going to tell you, spoiler alert, this is Reese Witherspoon's character. Well, first of all, a pro. The lighting's amazing. They make Reese Witherspoon, they light up her in such a way she's like 35 years old. Like I want that lighting on me at all times.
Yeah.
Her character, within the first episode, almost dies in space. Space? This is a show about a morning show. Space. And then all of a sudden, she's hiding the secret. We don't know what the secret is. We find out the secret is, you guys are going to get ready? Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
She was at the Capitol on insurrection and discovered her brother was an insurrectionist.
Oh my God.
Covered it up. They recreated the insurrection, guys. Meanwhile, Jennifer Aniston is getting eaten out by Jon Hamm. That is this show. It is wild.
Like
it
literally is, getting eaten out?
Actually, I'm going to give it very hot sex scene. They are two very love beautiful John people. Maybe like love that.
I usually don't like go up for like male celebrities, like be like, oh my God, this is so hot. Jon Hamm is like.
Jon Hamm is a beautiful man. He's actually one of the few people actually good on this show. He's a new character on the show. It's just so unhinged.
Yeah, it seems like all over the place.
All over the place. And like once I just realized like, oh, I'm watching a soap opera, I started like, oh, I'm going to love to hate this, because I think if you take it too seriously, you're like, I get mad. Like, well, they're talking about all these, like right now, this episode, the Dobbs decision just leaked, like Roe v. Wade overturned,
okay.
But they're not offering anything new. It is just like the most cheap dramatization of like real life events that we all lived, like the newsroom tried to do, but the newsroom tried to do in a very Aaron Sorkin HBO way. This show is like, you know the people who love it? My grandparents. It is like a sexy CBS show. They're living for it. But I'm
that is obsessed. Crazy.
Yeah. That's my number one obsession.
People right talk now. About it, but no one I know really follows it, but it sounds fucking nuts. I can't do Apple TV.
No, I mean Apple, what they had, like Ted Lasso had the problem with Jon Stewart. Not anymore.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
Rest, R.I.P. Pour it out. It's been real. They have Shrinking. I like Shrinking and Severance. So the couple.
I was going to say, on the vaginal rejuvenation front, the second thing on my list this week is Biden's facelift is facelifting.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. He went under again, right?
Did he do that? Is it right? Because he got something. He's looking
Look, he came back. When he started running for president in 2019, we all noticed something. It was like he was pulled tight. As Nene with the bob. Like and now I don't know if it's just like he obviously as president's getting older and he's old. So are we just noticing like his face kind of changing? Because there's no way he's like going under the knife again as president. Like we would know.
Would we? I don't know.
I mean, we would know because, you know why we know? Because Kamala would be acting president. She'd be like, yeah, thank God.
Yeah.
Remember you went to colonoscopy the first time you had a woman president?
The wheels on the bus.
laughing.
I fucking love her.
I love
makes
her.
Makes no sense. Literally a Veep episode.
Oh, yeah. So funny. Wait, there was this great.
She seems like she would be the president right now, like considering how kooky and how off base, off like how crazy the world is. She kind of seems like the perfect president. Like she would just get up there. The speeches would be fucking comedy. It would just be like nothing would make sense.
The significance of time. The passage of time. We are in this time. We are in the time is now to do what we have been doing in this moment.
Get it, fall off a coconut tree.
look, I love her. I think she's very underrated, crazy. But she has, she's what you said, there will be a chaotic energy to if she was best.
God bless her.
God bless her. I wonder, if Biden's doctor, we got to, speaking of, because that's also always one of my obsessions, but I can change it. But Madonna's tour just started and I'm so excited. I'm so happy because look.
So didn't New York already happen? New York?
No, so she postponed everything. She almost died this summer, right? She had a health bacterial infection.
I think she went under the knife.
Well, that's okay. So the rumor is that, okay, so I've heard from people that were close to her that it was very serious and real, but it does not discount that the tour started. It looks amazing. I'm so happy because as a Madonna fan, I always believe in her. I could watch her just roll around on stage for 2 hours, but like, I was a little worried. I don't have to be worried. The show is amazing. She's Madonna, but she's done something because like, her face seems less puffy. Yeah. Her butt's not as big as it was. Like, I think she's like,
gone. Yeah, that, I mean, the butt was, but
the butt was, it was a lot. Butt was more than just lifting. But yeah,
Googling something right now. Too.
I think she got her fillers removed, dissolved. There's something like she's done something where she's like lessened how extreme she looked at the Grammys. When she, I don't know what you want to call that. She was in that red, she had the red hair. And she
it was a lot, like, yeah.
It was a lot, but
not that vibe.
It's the Madonna that we love. So, yeah. But definitely, I would love to one day know, like, the money, I'm sure she's rubbing the blood of, like, a virgin on her every night. Like, I don't know what she does to, like,
keep what's the most underrated Madonna song?
Oh, great question. I mean, I think what with this now getting so much attention because she's opening the show with it. I mean, Nothing Really Matters is a really great Madonna song that should be up there with like Into the Groove and Music and Papa Don't Preach. It's it's a really good dance song. But if I want to go like even deeper cut, let me think of like my favorite ballad. Oh, you know what song I'm obsessed with right now?
What?
Beef of Hearts on Erotica.
Oh, yeah. That whole fucking album.
That whole album's amazing.
Just celebrated 40 or 30 years.
Yeah, 30 years.
The other day. Yeah.
It's come back in my rotation. It's such a good dance song
too.
Yeah. It's great. That's I think farts. Yeah. I'm underrated, honestly.
I would say like Live to Tell is kind of like a ballad, but like people don't really.
Well, she's a great ballad artist and she never gets the credit for it, which is interesting seeing her now because obviously she can't dance like she used to. I mean, look, she's doing some little two steps. She's doing it.
She do her little thing.
But I was talking to Ryan Farr about it. A friend of ours, she definitely has spent more time on her voice this tour because she's actually has to sing. Like she's doing, Bad Girl, another great one.
Yeah,
Bad Girl, Live to Tell, she actually sounds pretty good. Like, she's really going to sing because like she's not moving the way she was. So give us the ballads. And you're reminded like, she's actually a good ballads artist.
Does she do Rain also?
She does Rain. Another great one. Another underrated one.
Yeah.
And she's the great thing about this tour is it's a greatest hits tour, but she's also performing songs she hasn't really done on tour before. Nothing really matters. Last time she did it was the Grammys in 99. Rain, last time was the Girly Show in 93.
I'm kind of pissed I'm going to miss this.
It's looking like a big show. I still think there's seats still available. So.
Oh, are they? I didn't even know.
I think I don't think she sold out in America yet. I think it's going to change because now the reviews are so good.
Kim Petras got some seats available.
Oh,
girl. Kim, have you seen this? People are screenshotting the things for all that because she's doing a stadium tour in like other cities and half the stadiums aren't. Girl, figure it out. Yeah.
I don't know if it was time. I don't know if it was time.
To right now. Stadiums. Erika Jane is selling tickets for.
Love it. I'm obsessed for a dollar. That video of Sutton just being ruthless is, she's like, I can cover all of you in here.
Like, she's so fucking shady. Sutton is funny, but I just saw actually yesterday there was a video going around. It's promo for the new season. And it was like, how good friends are you? Or like, how well do you know your bestie? And it was like Garcelle and Sutton answering questions about each other.
Yeah.
And I was like, they could not answer one of these questions. And granted, they were like very like, what's their middle name? What was their first car? But like some of them are like, you can't get one of these.
Right.
And it was like, it just really made me realize that like Sutton and Garcelle are two coworkers. They are not in each other's lives because they, I think they just like, we film together and I like you more than the other people on the show. So, but I can't.
That's sad. Well, that's the problem with that show, really. I mean,
yeah, I think they're just like, know that they need to be friends because, but I don't see them.
Well, that's the thing. And the thing, the Axis of Evil, Rinna and Erica, Kyle were actually, they were actually friends. I mean, that's the thing. They, that's why they were so crazy. Cause I think, give them some credit. They, I think, hung out a lot outside of the show.
Yeah.
Garcelle and Sutton were two coworkers. We'll see you at the coffee machine. We're working together. We're good.
You think they're going to, you think that people will miss Lisa Rinna? You think they'll be like,
no. I think the same. I think it's the same way.
It's gonna be like, it'll feel like, okay, that was time.
I think it'll be like Tamra. It's like the show needed some oxygen to move on, and then maybe we'll
bring
see.
Then
it's like bring her back. Like I think Tamra. I think OC was fantastic, and I was always a big proponent of bring her back. But I think she needed those 2 years off. I think the show needed it too. Like it needed to refine its footing. And maybe Rinna would be the same. We'll see.
Yeah. Real Housewives of the OC is doing, I mean, fucking amazing.
That's great. It was one of the best seasons, a return to form. I think
there was maybe like one episode there where I was like, okay, I didn't need to see this, but every other episode was like, great. I think it's largely due in part to Taylor being so available. Like she was like literally at everything and just being weird and kooky. And people were like, yeah, and people were like, oh, I don't think she brings anything. I'm like, she's not really supposed to. She's just a friend of. Yeah,
she's a perfect friend. She offers commentary. She laughs. She drinks. She like causes drama a little bit. Like she's a friend. It's perfect. Yeah, I thought the season was great. I think Heather Dubrow can't help but be Heather Dubrow, which is like, I think everything to say about her is true, but yet she is, I still like love her. Like she still ended the season powerful. Tamra is an agent of chaos, but she has always finds a way to come back like, with people quote forgiving her. And I actually, the one who I did a complete 180 on is Emily. Like Emily. She made me laugh.
She's trying very hard to get engaged. She's trying very hard to be engaged in the drama. You can kind of see it. She wants to be a heavy hitter like Tamra. She wants to be on the same couch as her and fighting all these girls. And I would like to see her and Gina maybe like split.
That's a good
a
read.
Little bit.
Well, that's what Heather told them. That's the thing that was revealed. Heather told Emily, like, you and Gina need to kind of like put some space between you, because Heather was like, well, it's for your own good. And you know, Heather's probably right. She's like, because Heather's thinking about the
show. I don't remember that part, but yeah, that makes sense. I mean,
I think it was at the reunion, one of them said that. And Heather was like, I was just telling you, basically, like, try not to break the fourth wall, being like, hey, like, you guys are too on top of each other, like, become individuals, which I think
totally that's a valid critique from a producer standpoint. Heather's a producer. Let's be real. She's a producer's mind.
Yeah.
She is, and she does it well, unlike Giselle. Who has a producer in her mind, but she
a producer who like
it's a reign of terror over Potomac that has been lasting for almost 4 or 5 seasons now, and it actually stunts the growth of the show.
So okay, that's a question to you, because I don't want to say I'm Giselle apologist, but I do often like come around being like, I like Giselle on the show, and I know I'm in a minority, especially amongst my friends. Do you think, which maybe the season we'll see, like, it's becoming a Nene or Lisa Vanderpump situation where she's sucking up the oxygen and the show can't grow. Okay.
So I think that Potomac, what's happening from a producer kind of like viewpoint is they're running into the same issue of longevity of story that Roni ended up in.
Right.
You have more, I mean, it's not about like oils or not. I think at this point, like, you look at where Roni ended up in those last terrible seasons.
Oh my God.
Unwatchable. But it was like, Sonia, who has not had a storyline since the day we met her, but God love her, but she has never had a storyline.
The only storyline was Pickles the intern, and that toaster oven.
For comic relief and to jump in and react to other people's drama. She never had her own drama.
Yep.
Ramona is also the same. She has not had a storyline. She reacted to everybody else's story. Yes. That's why she made Bethany work, because Bethany was like,
yep.
They work together. When you take Bethany away, then Ramona was just being spinning circles and being batshit crazy.
Right.
Luann is somebody who has story but lies to people so much about what's going on and hides everything. So it's kind of like, if she would be more forthcoming, then we could have a show. But she wants to tell the world that she's not drinking. Girl, you and I live in New York.
We know.
That bitch is drinking. We have tea.
First-hand knowledge. I've seen it. Like, we know. Like, stop. Let's stop pretending here. Okay. Yeah.
Dorinda, That bitch is crazy than cat crap. Love her, but
wait,
the bitch is
you know, as a Dorinda, I just gotta say, her Instagram is beyond the funniest, best thing. Her and the pumpkin. Do you ever see pumpkin mask, guys? If you don't know what I'm talking about, go to Dorinda's page, and it's you see this woman with a pumpkin on her head. Just watch that. This is the woman who is Grey Gardens by herself in the Berkshires, just filming her own content. It is the best thing ever. She's so funny. I'm totally all for her just losing her mind on Instagram. It's so funny.
But I think that, like, all that to say, like, I think that we're running into the same issue on Potomac, where I don't think that just because you love somebody doesn't mean that they need to be on TV. Like, we can just appreciate that we had great years with some people, but it's okay to be like, these aren't like slice of life shows where you can just like dip in. I think they're like really predicated on like you have to have stuff going on within these periods of your life. And if you don't have anything to film, Giselle has not had a storyline since what's his name? The guy that she would bring around.
She remotely had one which is what Candace very accurately read her. I felt what insult she used about her. Like, I think she probably went too far, but like her health scare, right? We got a glimpse of it, And then Candace said, like, you girl, talk about your, I think she said something offensive, but God bless Candace. Like, go talk about that and not my life. Like, you have like, what are you doing? And that's,
girl, you
so
sitting
true.
On Cap'n Crunch, you over here talking about my Awkwafina. Girl, which is like the most evil read, by the way, that throwback read that was the meanest fucking thing Phaedra maybe has ever said.
Oh my God.
Absolute demon.
Demon lover.
But I think that's going back to, I think Potomac, that's the issue that they're having right now is we have now built, we have like 8 women on this new season.
That's a lot.
I think that's when you have a lot. It's because the main ones aren't giving anything, but you can't get rid of them.
Right.
So it's like, I think they're going to have to make a decision soon. And I love parts of Robin, but I don't understand why she's been on this show for now at this point. Like, you could have said goodbye to her 2 seasons ago and we would be fine.
So we have the fallout of the whole
Robin
Juan
Giselle
thing. Yeah, well, the Juan thing that we found out after the season wrap. So he kind of is one of those sleepers where like you're like, why are you on something? You're like, oh, this is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
So then, but yeah, no, I think this season is going to be a big test for the blue-eyed bandits.
Yes.
Green-eyed bandits. I'm sorry. blue-eyed, green-eyed. I think
it's going to be a test for the entire show.
Yeah, you're right. Could have been. You're right. It's like it's kind of like would. You know, Jersey,
Wendy's
like,
working overtime to make it happen, but Wendy is not a likable person at all.
She's not.
She's not likable. But I mean, I like things about her, but she cares a lot what the Bravo fandom thinks of her.
Yes. Well, that you never seen. She doesn't. My brother and I talk about this. Wendy is such a brilliant, beautiful woman who doesn't really know who she is. Definitely doesn't know who she is as a housewife. Like she's not figured out. Like,
and I think that's why what all the issues was that second season of her when Giselle and Robin were, I think, in the. They were right for saying, girl, who are you? Because you're kind of like,
what's real? Yeah. I mean, like, now talk about like, Candace knows exactly who she is and who she is as a housewife. Like,
a histrionic, like, crazy.
And
woman who definitely needs therapy.
Like, definitely needs therapy. I mean, but that rolling hills of neck. I mean, who comes up with that? Sesame Street character. But I'm excited. I'm excited. But I think this will be, like you said, there's a lot. The OG's been on for a long time.
The only OG who I think is actually working is Ashley Darby.
Oh, for sure. No one has given us more. I mean, what we've seen in this woman's life. And that was actually the best one. I really started to respect her when she sat down with Gollum, whatever her ex-husband's name, and was like, was like
Michael Darby.
Literally, like was like you had an affair. Like the whole, like they just like talked and like were so honest about it. And I was like, wow, this is actually really cool. Like she's really giving us it all. I'm like, good for her.
Yeah.
Good for her.
She also broke the thing for me, which is like, much like Sutton, I do not love a pregnant housewife. Mm-hmm. I think that it's so difficult, but she gets pregnant and still shows up at wherever they're at in the fucking Chesapeake Bay or whatever, shows up, sits down. She's like, so you said this about da 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 da.
Yeah, totally.
And then goes, okay, well, my Uber's here, so I have to go.
I love it. Yeah, no, that it's baby's like fueling her. That baby, the baby's petty too. The baby wants like, I think I've grown to really like Ashley. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's really good.
Well, then Roni's ending.
And now let's talk a little bit about Roni. So Jessel eating, Jessel, final thoughts. The wheel started falling off the wagon towards the end. I mean, I think that it's just kind of like, Roni has historically never given us great finale parties ever. That's never been a finale show. They give great reunion. And
I mean, the only thing I can think of is the leg.
They do trips.
Yeah, the two chips fell out. When Aviva threw her leg, that was it. I mean, yeah. But that was so contrived. But yes, you're 100% right. They don't really give great
Bryn was trying to work overtime to get this thing going.
He was working very over. That yes. was, we've
God
talked
bless
about
her,
that.
Though.
It was. I love Bryn. I think I'm very much, by the way, I saw her on the street the other day and Lydia was like, gay boy fan girl. I was like, you're amazing.
She, tall?
She was tall. She just was like in the morning. It was like, I was walking to work. Yeah, basically on Hudson going from West Village to Tribeca. And she kind of was on her phone, like in leggings, her hair messy.
Yeah.
Kind of, and I was like, Bryn, oh my God, like congrats on a great season. She's like, thank you. Like, I'm like, you did such a great job. She's like, thank you so much. But she was so like, Bryn. And I was like, you're exactly who you are. But I definitely felt in the finale, you could tell like, oh, this is a woman earning her paycheck because she was drinking. You know, that's the thing. She knows what she's doing. And getting them all to interact and that game they love when they play a game like the Marisol game, like that's who do we trust the least, like it's like it's, gotta love these games.
I think that, you know, one of the criticisms about the show, which I think is correct, is I think that it was really evident at that finale party, is like Bryn is being really open and even Jessel's being incredibly open because all of the drama is about her being open. But I think the other factions, like the other half, the other couch, is just like women that are incredibly tightly wound about like their branding, about their image and all of that stuff. Aaron gives more, I think, than Psy, but Psy is just like, I think Psy might just be bad casting. I think I'd like to see her come back, but I
that's
just
where
like,
I'm at. That's so I was a big like Psy defender, being like, I think she's needed. I think she's New York. Like I kind of think the hungry thing, I get okay, now it's kind of like a bit. But then it's like got so abrasive is not even the right word. She just got so the way she went after Jessel was so weird. And then the way she reacted to Bryn when she is responsible, like that was like, oh, this is a woman who's not accepting it. But the right response would have been like, because she said in her confessional, but she kind of still blamed Bryn. It was like, oh, I ultimately fucked up. Like, it's my fault. Like, that's like. That was when I was like, I kind of switched over. I will say, I do think I want her back. And I did listen to her on Iroh's podcast, Keep It. And again, I was like, okay, I kind of I kind of get her a little bit. Like, I want to see her one more time. Like, I want to see it. I want to see how she reacts to it. Does she lean into being a villain?
Yeah, I would like to see maybe the growth, like how, or if there is no growth. But it would be, I think that the whole cast needs to come back. I think we do need to add a person.
At least one. I think at least one full-time and definitely a friend. You need at least, I think you need two personalities.
Maybe a friend of Bryn. Maybe get one of her like amazing. Young crazy friends just to pop in and be cuckoo and then maybe get like a little bit like somewhere between the age of Aaron and Jenna.
Read my mind. I really want a housewife, like an actual housewife.
Yes.
Like of New York City, which I think they're a great, eclectic, diverse, wonderful women. I think you pick them. And I think a friend of from Bryn would be perfect. Do you think Jenna's coming back?
I don't know. There's all these hints, and that's the whole talk online right now is that she might not, because she's been kind of like, I mean, Andy asked her, right? He was like, what was your rose and thorn? And she's like, my thorn was the entire season. She sounds like she does not enjoy this. Like, I don't think, but then I think that she like her social media, like she is a woman that like really is eating it up though. Like if you go on her socials, she loves being famous.
That's what I was about to say.
The most people have talked about her in a decade.
I'm sure she was the one sitting next to Andy on the Today Show promoting that show. I think
she can't turn down like the business like aspect of it. Cause she was saying that she could even see her sales would spike during when the show would air, obviously.
I think she's coming back. I think her and Andy have a good relationship. I think he's going to convince her. And I think she's managed. She got in the line of fire a little bit. She managed to come out of it.
Yeah.
And enough that you know, I'll say I like about Jenna Lyons, and this was something because it's something that I hope I would do, is that when they showed up to Katrina Alba to Bryn's party and they all start taking off their masks because no one was wearing them, Jenna kept hers on. You know, fuck yeah.
Yeah,
it's
a
fucking masquerade party. You kept your mask on, and the whole time they're all fighting. Your mask is just on, and I was like, I love that. Like that was
she's
easy.
Like not there, dissociating.
She's dissociating in her mask. Like I thought that was very I was like, oh, I kind of like this. She marching to her beat of Rowan drum a little bit, even if she maybe is not the most open. Which I do think. I think at Uba they need. I know I love Uba. It used to be a little more open. You're on the show, but overall, I liked it. I thought it was a good season.
Love them all. Uba, no, literally nothing about this woman. Need her.
Nothing. Yeah,
I need her to come back just because we don't know anything about her. Like, that's yeah, like, we have only filmed in her apartment like once. And I'm like, COVID for most of the season. And then
that was the thing too. When they always get COVID, you're like, fuck this.
I'm like, can we not film then? Because I need y'all all together. This is getting weird.
Also, I'm going to say something. Doesn't happen over in OC. I don't know.
Yeah, no, they'd be coughing up along. Shannon, hell or high water. She's getting her freaking free drinks at wherever they're at.
Oh, for sure. Jenna's, Shannon's not missing Shannon that. Shannon's
not missing a cocktail.
Oh,
let's go over to the B-side. I want to talk about Real Housewives Salt Lake City. Monica's mama.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God. There's so much. I want to talk about Real Housewives in New Jersey. What's going on? There's a lot of weird stuff going on over there. I don't know. I'm sure you have thoughts. Maybe inside info. Vanity Fair is also running. Did you hear about this?
I read that. Okay. And I've not texted Andy about it yet because okay, I don't want to get. All I know is this is a lot.
It's a lot.
This is a lot.
And I'll talk about my Halloween costume. We'll go over to the B side. Tell the people. It's Lucas Tim on Instagram.
Yes.
L U K A S T H I M M. Yeah. Two M's.
Yeah. That's it. And
so many issues with Lucas Tim.
Yeah. November 30th.
Yeah.
At Soho House.
Soho House. If you live in New York.
Yeah. We'll see you there.
Yeah, it's a great show, guys. I'm going to be there. You guys know where to find me on social media. Go to patreon.com/thebelist to subscribe to the bonus episodes. And we're going to talk about all this stuff over there. Bye.
Bye.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.